Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. It's our last day talking about defense mechanisms, or you know what? I think we'll probably end up coming back and talking about defense mechanisms another day too. But today's the last one for this week on defense mechanisms, and today we're going to talk about rationalization.
One of my favorites.
I like rationalization because, again, I think you mentioned it in the previous podcast. It is something that we have all absolutely done.
We're all guilty of.
You know, this is when you have been accused of something, or there's something going wrong, or some problem, some emotional thing that you don't want to deal with, and you rationalize it.
Yeah, this is really a classic example of a self-defense mechanism,
right,
where, you know, something happens, some decision is made, and you just come up with every possible explanation,
right?
Except the right one,
right? And remember,
to cover it,
right? And remember, defense mechanisms are things that we use to protect ourselves, to help shield us from psychological damage, from emotional damage, from dealing with emotional things in life or problems in life that could potentially cause us some issues, some challenges, things that we don't want to think about with ourselves, right?
That's right. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Give me some minute.
Well, so rationalization, as we said, is this idea of finding reasons to explain why that really detract or steer away from the actual problem.
Right.
You know, and we've seen this in lots of different. In lots of different ways, in lots of different areas. For example, one of the things that we have the opportunity to do here is we see a lot of children and families here in the practice, and you know we see parents who make some bad decisions as it relates to how they manage their child, how they parent their child, and decisions that they make regarding discipline and consequences and things like that. And it, invariably, what will happen at times is that the parent will say, "Yeah, you know, he got in trouble the other day, and I had to spank him." Mm-hmm. And we say, "Well, we talked last time that you know spanking isn't going to be the best way to manage that. So you need to, you know, usually we spank out of anger." And they'll say, "Well, I wouldn't have done it, but you know, he was doing this, and because he was doing this, then you know, I had to respond."
Right.
And so we're rationalizing. It's almost like projection, saying that it's the kid's fault, but it's different because it's using the. It's not saying, "Oh no, the kid did it. I didn't do it. The kid did it." What's happening is we're using the child's behavior to sort of justify.
That's right.
What we did, our decisions and our choices, and that's where there's really a problem.
That's right. You do something that you know you're not supposed to do. In this case, the case you mentioned, it's you've agreed that you won't spank the child. So child's 7 or 8 years old. We don't.
Right.
Spanking should be, if you're going to spank, do it before age 5.
Yeah.
You should be finished with spanking by then. So this child's 7 or 8 years old, and the parents have agreed not to spank, but suddenly they return to spanking because they're frustrated. And they rationalize their decision to spank by using all other means that they can. They blame the child. I was tired. I was out of patience. The child was doing this. The child was doing that.
The other things we talked about don't work. You know, time out. I tried time out and it didn't work. I had to.
So you rationalize your behavior by blaming somebody or something else.
Right. And again, it's sort of a justification for your actions. And so we see this very, very often in relationships, and again, in parent-child relationships, in teacher-child relationships, or teacher-student relationships, in boss-employee relationships. Mm-hmm. And so this defense mechanism of rationalization, again, as always, there's some positive aspects of it and some negative aspects of it.
That's right.
So when we think about some of the positive aspects, of course, there are many times when you know, we have to deal with the issue of cause and effect. Mm-hmm. You know, there are absolutely times when somebody does something that causes something else to happen.
Right. And if you want to protect yourself, like there are times when you have made a mistake. If you're mm-hmm. a parent, if you're a partner, if you're a teacher, if you're an employer or an employee, there are times when you make mistakes. And sometimes it's better for your mental health to say, I was tired, I was overextended, and I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you rationalize your behavior, and so you protect yourself emotionally.
Right.
All right. There are other times, though, when you have to admit, mm-hmm. and the rationalization gets in the way of
right.
admitting that you've done something untoward or something that you shouldn't have done.
Right. Right. Now, so when we rationalize in an appropriate at an appropriate and healthy time,
right.
you know, we're again talking about things that. Where there was a clear cause and effect. You know,
right.
I think about times like my son is now taller than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he likes to, you know, wrestle around sometimes and things like that. And there'll be times when we're messing and playing around and, you know, one of us will accidentally hit the other a little harder right. than we were thinking or, you know, well,
accidentally.
Yeah, and it's accident. Mm-hmm. And you can say, well, you know, I didn't mean to do that. You know, when you were doing that, it, you know, I kind of had a reflex. And so you're rationalizing it. You're justifying the behavior. Mm-hmm. But it's because that's sort of the reality
right.
of it.
Right.
And so it's okay to use rationalization as a defense when, again, it's mm-hmm. it's really based in a sort of a cause and effect type of
right.
situation or
mm-hmm.
scenario.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to the unhealthy end, however, what we're talking about is it very much so relates in a lot of ways to projection, where you're deferring it away from you and justifying it based upon somebody else's actions, or you're trying to justify it by you know coming up with other reasons why
mm-hmm.
or other excuses why you did something or why something happened.
Yeah, it's something we see frequently in teenagers
mm-hmm.
where we get into parent-teen squabbles.
Right. right.
And the teenager will say, well, she made me do it. You know, if my mother hadn't done this, then I wouldn't have had to do this. I've had teenagers come in the office and say, well, if she hadn't made me angry, I wouldn't have had to hit her.
Right.
I mean,
right.
that's classic rationalization.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, I have a couple of kids that I work with, teenagers that I work with, who will curse at their parents.
Right.
And they'll say, well, they say those words, so why can't I say those words?
Well, they made me angry.
Yeah.
You know,
I got mad when they're mad, they say those words. So when I'm mad, I can say those words. And so we're rationalizing and we're not dealing with the issue of, okay, why is everybody getting so mad?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And why are we handling our anger in such unhealthy ways?
Right.
That's what we really need to be talking about.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So when we rationalize in this unhealthy way, we're again not really dealing with the root issue
mm-hmm.
that's causing the problem in the first place.
Exactly. Right.
And it allows issues to perpetuate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, if we kind of review all of the defense mechanisms from all week,
right.
the main consequence of all of this is we end up allowing problems, allowing issues, allowing hurt
right.
to maintain, and
right.
because we never deal with the underlying root cause of them.
That's right.
And so it just continues to fester, and it will, you know, show up at times when we don't expect it,
right.
don't want it to,
mm-hmm.
and it will, you know, create more problems in the future.
That's right. Because with each of these defense mechanisms, we know that it serves a useful purpose because
right.
it does protect us emotionally
right.
so that we're not too hard on ourselves. At the same time, if we rely on the defense mechanism, we miss the real problem.
Right.
And we don't want to avoid coming to terms with the real problem because we want to continue to improve.
Right.
And if we use these defense mechanisms as a way of avoiding the real problem,
mm-hmm.
How do you improve? How do you get better?
Absolutely.
And, you know, you continue arguing, you continue fighting, you continue drinking. So you have to come to terms with it.
Right, right. And so, you know, if you find yourself using any of these defense mm-hmm. mechanisms, and you know, there's some websites
yeah.
you can go to, and you can find, you know, up to 30 something
yeah,
defense
like
mechanisms,
20 or 30 of them, mm-hmm.
where you look. if you find yourself repeatedly using them, or maybe your significant other or your loved one or friend is using a lot of these defense mechanisms, you know, it may be important to, again, when everybody's calm and collected and everything, sit down and have a conversation about it so that you can figure out why it is that we tend to, or that you guys are managing it this way. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, find ways to cope with the problems and cope with the issues so that you can deal with it.
Yeah, find ways to solve your problems. Yeah. Know that these defense mechanisms are at work, especially in your relationships, but find ways to solve your problems. Know that they're there. And then they can get in the way, and then what you should do about it.
Right, right, absolutely.
Come to terms with a real problem. Spend some time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't let it go and just, you know, use these defense mechanisms unhealthily.
Right.
Unhealthily. Yeah. So, all right. Well, that is it for today. Okay. Hopefully, you know, some of these discussions helped you out, you know, especially if you find yourself either using these defense mechanisms or that you have someone important in your life that's using these defense mechanisms, you know, finding ways to help cope with them is going to be really important. So,
And if you have children, teach your children about defense mechanisms so that they know that they're using them and educate them. You know, we say in our books, teach, don't punish.
Right.
You know, rather than punish your children for using defense mechanisms, teach them about defense mechanisms, especially teenagers. They're completely capable of understanding these and the role that they play.
Yeah.
And that would be an important thing for you to teach them about defense mechanisms.
And I think that it's easier to do than you might think, because you're going to, you know, if you're talking with your kid and he becomes, you know, defensive, and he starts to, you know, use projection or rationalization or something like that, you can say, you know, all right, you know, I can see that you're really upset now because we're having, you know, we can't talk about this right now. Mm-hmm. So let's calm down. Let's come back and talk about it later.
Right.
You're getting, you know, really defensive. Mm-hmm. Let's come back and talk about it later when we can, you know, sit down calmly and discuss it. You're teaching your child then that, A, they're using a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. B, that using a defense mechanism is okay times, but C, we still have to deal with the problem.
Exactly.
Before we, you know, instead of just ignoring it, or instead of getting angry with your kid for getting defensive, we all get defensive.
Right.
And so instead of getting angry with your kid about it, or with your partner about it, recognize it, acknowledge it, and say, you know, clearly this is a tough subject, you're getting defensive, so let's talk about it later.
Right. No, it's a wonderful teaching opportunity.
Absolutely.
Especially for teenagers, because they will use these.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, that is it. Thanks so much for listening. If you get a chance to jump on iTunes or any, you know, YouTube or any of the places that you might find the podcast, you know, make sure you subscribe, leave us a note, rate us, do a review or you know, any of that stuff would be cool. That would be fantastic if you did that stuff. So
we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. So until next time, I'm Dr. Bernie.
Dr. Richard.
Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.